name's Kara.
Awesome.
I'll go ahead and sign there.
You can sit in this fun little chair too.
Whatever you want. This is the part that takes the longest, but then we'll get started and we'll go through all the pictures in that binder, okay? Whoops, sorry.
If you get tired, then just let me know.
Yep, we can stop anytime you want to.
So go ahead and
hello.
So we're all set up with your microphone. Kara can hear you in her headphones. Isn't that crazy? Let's see, what else do we need to do? Alrighty. So you want to help us out today? We're going to play some games. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay. So the first game we're going to play is on this cool microphone. So this is kind of a big mic, right? Have you ever seen like a pop star singing on stage and stuff? It kind of looks like that, right? So what we want to do is, you can see right now the numbers are changing a bunch. We want to know how loud it is outside. So first, if we want to, we can get really loud and the numbers get really big.
Really loud!
Really loud! Or we can get really quiet and the numbers get small. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to stay quiet for a little bit and watch the numbers. So go ahead and start the timer. Alrighty, we're going to watch them. Number you've seen?
Sixty-seven.
Have you been having fun at Cliffside today?
Uh-huh.
What have you seen so far?
We went to like the daycare thing.
Oh yeah, like the kids' space?
Yeah.
Do they have slides and stuff there? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you guys play with like food and pretend to cook?
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. The first thing we did was do the water things, both of them.
Okay. Oh, that's so fun. So we played our first game, and you told us you want to play. So here, what are you going to start? Both the mic and the video camera, right? So let us know when you do that, okay?
Testing.
You get to pick whatever button you want to hit. I know your sister hit them earlier and they made noise. So which one do you want to hit? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is the indigo.
Oh, that's a fun noise. Okay, so we're ready to start the first game, which is going to be our red game.
Okay.
So we can go through and do
apple. Apple.
So you signed her name?
B-boy.
Oh, we're not going to do any buzzers right now. We need you to do the crayons.
Oh, no.
I'll show you some other toys if you go sit on that other blue chair, just like your sister. Okay, just like one. Okay. So you signed
Okay.
Awesome. We'll set this back here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this one.
B-boy.
So wait 1 second, as soon as I'm finished,
you can turn the page. C, cookies. D, duck. E, for elephant. F, fish. G, for guitar. H. Should I be saying the sounds?
Huh?
Should I say the sounds?
No, you're doing perfect. You can say whatever you want.
H. House. I. S.
Do you want to do the sounds too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not the word. Can I do that?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. J. J. Juice.
Nice.
K. Key. L. Leaf. M. Monkey. N. Nose. O. And orange. P. Plate. Q. Quack. R. Red. S. Spider. T. Table. U. Umbrella. V. Vacuum. W. Watch. X. X-ray.
Have you ever had an X-ray before?
Mm-mm.
No, not
yet. I never broke a bone.
Me neither.
Why yogurt?
What kind of yogurt is that? What do you think?
Strawberry.
Strawberry? Looks like that. Strawberries are good in the summer, right?
Yeah. Zebra. We actually grew some strawberries in our garden.
Dude, my grandpa used to grow strawberries and raspberries. What do you do to grow a strawberry?
We have there's strawberry plant, and then we put some fence things over it so the bunnies won't eat all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The strawberries grew, and we ate some last night.
Oh, you did? Was it yummy? What
yeah.
do you like to eat it with?
We were eating them plain.
Plain? Alrighty, so we finished with that one, so you get to hit whatever color buzzer you want. Which one?
Yeah.
Ooh. Which noise did you like better, that one or this one?
That one.
This one? I like that. Okay, so we're going to go to the next game, which is orange. Do you see a pattern? Red,
orange, yellow.
You think like the rainbow?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one we're going to do numbers. And we're going to do some skipping around in there too. But you can go ahead.
One.
And you can flip again like you did last time.
Okay. Two. Three. Four.
I'm going to get a little stuck.
Yeah. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13.
There you go.
That was 12.
Yep, that was 12.
14. 15. 20.
20, yep. What's a missing? So now they're gonna change. What do you think the next one's gonna be?
21.
Ooh.
25. 30. 35.
Ooh, it changes again.
40.
What were they counting up by?
They were counting by fives,
by five.
And now they're counting by tens. 50. 60. 70. 80, 90, 100.
100! Woo! All right, let's see, what's next? Ooh!
200. 500.
Ooh! It jumped up again.
1,000!
Ooh, now we have some math problems. Do you guys do math like this in school?
With the equal sign here.
With the equal sign there, yep. So, 9 plus 7.
1 from the 7, that makes 10. 16.
Yeah, nice. What about this one?
20.
Not quite.
18.
18, yep. Did you guys do multiplication yet? Nope, not yet. Alrighty, I think those ones are bigger ones. Nice, we're all done with this one. Now you get to pick whatever buzzer. I like that one. Okay, we're doing the next color of the rainbow. This one's yellow. Okay.
Slide?
So for this one,
where are we
I'm
going?
Actually gonna take these ones out because it's a little bit easier to do. Oops! We got an extra buzzer just for fun. Okay. So I'm gonna do it like this. Kinda like flash
cards. What are we doing this like?
So for this one, so this is a picture of a slide, like you said. So then now we have one slide here.
Slide.
Now there's
two slides.
Nice. So for this
one sandwich.
Well, we're calling this
one peanut
snack.
One snack.
So this would be two
snacks.
Nice. Yep. You got it. So this guy we're gonna call one mip.
Mip.
Mip. With it.
Mip.
Yep. One mip.
One mip.
So what?
Two
would
mip.
What would you with that S on the end?
Two mips.
Okay. This one we're going to call a yag. Silly name.
One yag.
One yag. Awesome.
Two yags.
Yep.
Is that a cup?
This one? Yep. It's a cup. So we have one cup.
One cup.
So this would be?
Two cups.
Two cups.
Okay. Dirty clothes.
This one we're going to call a scat. Can you say
one stack.
Scat.
Scack?
Yep.
One scack.
They're kind of silly words, aren't they? So yep, we have one of those, and now we have two.
Two stacks.
Nice. Okay. This one we call a smide.
A smile?
Smide.
Smide?
Mm-hmm.
One smide.
So that's, we have one, now we have two, what would you call
two
it?
Two snides.
Yep.
I'm close to 4 feet, I think. One boat?
We call it a ship.
One ship, two ships.
This one we call a dup.
A dot?
A dup. Like a
dup?
Dup.
Mm-hmm. One so dup.
Mm-hmm.
Two dups.
Yep. You're an awesome dog. This
bag.
What did you say?
Bag.
Yep. So we got
one bag. Two bags.
Two bags. Awesome. We're almost
one
done.
Lamp.
We're going to say light.
Okay. One light.
Mm-hmm.
Two lights.
This one's a brib.
One brib. Two bribs.
Yeah.
A mess.
This one's a kel.
Yeah. One kel.
And then?
Two kels.
Yeah! Alright, we're almost done with this one. This one's a foo.
Food?
Foo.
Foo? One foo.
One foo.
Two foos.
Nice.
Rock?
This one? What do you think this is?
A rock?
Yep.
One rock.
Next.
Two rocks.
Two rocks. Awesome.
One crib?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not
two cribs.
Yay. Oh, no. Let's see what this is. This one's called a kite.
One kite?
Kite.
Yeah. One pite. Two pites. One shoe or a sneaker?
Shoe?
One shoe.
You
two shoes.
Two shoes. Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yeah.
Do you like the tie it like bunny ears? Or do you have a song you sing?
I do like one bunny ear.
Yeah. one bunny ear.
And then wrap the other string around.
Nice. Alrighty. Let's see. This one's Bell.
A bell?
Bell. Yep. Like a bell earring.
B-E-L-L. Okay. One bell. Two bells.
Nice. This is our last one. This one's called a yak.
A yak?
Yak.
Yak. Mm-hmm. One yak. Two yaks.
Yay! You did a great
back
job. Those are some silly words, right?
Nonsense words.
Nonsense words? Yeah. Okay. So, we're done with that one. Do you know what that means? What do you get to do?
We're on the green. Oh, no.
Yep. Put a buzzer. Yay!
Ding dong. Like
yeah, what do you do when you hear that noise?
You can open a door, or a person comes to the door, and it unlocks it.
Yeah.
And they greet you, hello.
Hello. Okay, so we're gonna do the green task next. Let's see. So, for this one, I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture.
I see a little boy with a lion. I see a fish, and an upside down fish. I see that. That's like a dragonfly, another dragonfly, a lot of leaves, a lot of lily pads. There are the fish's fins. That's a long fish. And tails. Here's a lily pad, and that's the water kind of like flowing, and then that is... That's probably a flower.
How often do you talk to Siri?
What?
How often do you talk to Siri? Every day?
No. Like, normally, maybe on my mom's phone, and so, not very often, not very often.
Once a week, once or twice a month, once or twice a week.
Like, never.
What's your name again?
Gemma.
Okay.
When we put all the crayons away,
okay.
Then we can either play or
and grass.
Away.
Where do you think they're going?
To adventure on into the woods.
What's in the woods?
Predators.
Ooh. Do they look scared?
No.
Is that lion gonna fit in the boat?
I think the boat might crash.
You think the boat will crash? What will they do then?
Forage to find food.
They'll have to find food? Where? How would they find food?
They could try to get a sharp stick. Or they could eat grass.
Ooh. Have you eaten grass? I feel like it's yucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see anything else in the picture happening? What colors do you think that would be?
That guy would be probably red and orange. He could be like brown and red, green, orange, green, blue.
Have you ever been in a boat before?
I've been in a canoe.
In a canoe? Was it hard to, did you paddle?
No, I was just sitting there.
Sitting there?
In a floaty.
Oh, nice. Is there anything else you want to tell me about the picture?
Flower. I'm not sure what that is. Wait, what is it? Grass? Really long grass?
Awesome. Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. So like this other one, I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture and what's going on.
I think he's imagining like riding in an airplane up here, and he's flying a paper airplane, and he has this little goldfish there. He has some books. He was jumping on his bed, so he made it real messy.
Is your room messy?
Normally.
Ooh. What else is happening?
He maybe was trying to clean up his room, so he stuffed some toys under his bed.
Oh.
And then he didn't do that one yet. Here's his clothes and his drawer not being pushed in yet. Here's a tree. Here's more trees. I think that's a lamp.
You said he's imagining? What do you like to imagine when you play?
That my toys can talk.
Mm-hmm. Like Toy Story?
Yeah.
Seen that movie?
Yeah. I think I've only seen like 4 and 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The last ones.
What do your toys say?
Let's go play.
They just want to play?
Yeah.
What's your favorite toy to play with?
My new ones.
New ones? What are those?
A girl with real hair and a boy.
Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
There's his windowsill. Here's
is it open or closed?
It's open.
You think it's kind of cold?
Maybe, but he is wearing a jacket and a hat, a flying hat.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's having lots of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And here's a painting with polka dotties. There's a sock and another pillow. Here are two clouds, a little like a plane. Clouds.
Have you flown in a plane before?
I have flown in a plane, but I haven't been driving. Or a helicopter, but it doesn't look like a helicopter to me. Like a plane. Here's a paper plane and another paper plane, and he's wearing some goggles. So he won't hurt himself or his eyes.
You want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Let's see what this one's going to be. Whoa. Okay. Tell me, what do you think's going on in this picture?
She is trying to figure out the light, how to make it work. Here's the light. Here is some stuff that you might use. A lot of notes to self that he's writing. Octopus. He's an octopus. She's wearing some sneakers. There's a weird mouse right there. He might be looking through the trash.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Here's another mouse or rat. Here's some drawers that she stores things in. Here's some books that she might use. He is holding a pencil and a notebook. And here's some more lab things. And here's a plant. Here are more lab things. I don't know what they're called. She is a girl who wants to be a scientist when she grows up. And she has her goggles and that light, puffy hair, and her note thing, and a cool jacket.
Awesome. Okay. We can go to the next one.
Okay. How many more? Is this the last one?
Yep, we're going to do a different task. So you can go ahead and hit the buttons.
My turn.
So do you guys do reading in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
My turn.
Do you want to read for me?
A piece blanket is a way for children from all over the world to make a wish for peace. It is a large blanket made with many different pieces of cloth. Peace is when we follow the law. It is when we are calm, when we do not fight, and when we get along. We can show peace by a handshake or a hug. Some people show it with two fingers in the shape of a V.
Like that?
Yeah. How can kids make peace? Kids can make it if they talk with people about problems when feeling calm. kids can make it feel, kids can make it if they ask people for help. Kids can make it if they walk away from a fight. Kids can make peace if they are kind to others. Kids can make it when helping others. Where can kids make peace? Kids can make it inside of their minds. Kids can make it in their house. Kids can make it in school, in church, and in the neighborhood. They can make it in their city, state, and their country. Kids have to work together to make peace. To make a peace blanket, each person gets one piece of cloth. Each piece tells a story. Each person tells a story with a picture on his or her piece. The picture tells a story of what peace means to that person. Then all the kids put their pieces together to tell a big story. Each piece has a different color and shape. All the pieces put together make one big blanket. What did you do to make peace? I be kind to one another?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we talked about, being kind, calm, not fighting with others.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You did a great job. You're an awesome reader.
Thanks.
Good. Okay, we're going to do our very last one now. You can go ahead and hit a new buzzer, whichever one you want.
I'll hit the... Can I hit all of them?
Okay, go for it. Whoa, that was a big noise. Okay, so for this one, what's going on in this picture?
This man is brushing his teeth, probably to get ready for work.
How do you do that?
You get your toothpaste. Some people like to put it in the water before you brush, and then you brush.
Mm-hmm. Do you brush your teeth?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. When do you brush them?
At night and in the morning. My mom's a dentist, so I have a lot of toothbrushes.
What are they doing in this picture?
This lady is cooking some cupcakes to sell. Here is her, that you use like to put in the cream or icing or frost, and then you put it on top, and those are sprinkles, and that is probably the frosting container.
How do you make cupcakes?
You cook the cake part, you put it in an oven, then you cook the cake part. You can get like those cup things, and then you can put it in the cup thing, and then you hold it there, and you put the icing on, and then they are pretty much ready. And then you can put sprinkles on too. Oh, and with ice cream, delicious.
Ooh, what's your favorite ice cream?
Probably vanilla. Or cookies and cream.
Both are good. And you can always add sprinkles to hot cream. What's going on in this picture?
It looks like this person is getting ready for Halloween with their ballerina costume and a bow tie, some sneakers. He has a wand and a witch's hat. He has some glasses, blush, I think, and this thing, like a fur coat.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to wear when you play dress up?
The dresses that I have to dress up, I have an Elsa dress. I have a peacock dress with a peacock hat and some peacock wings, or headband, and a lot of costumes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Awesome. Alright.
This little girl is feeding her teddy bear with her spoon. And it looks like she's feeding him some cereal. Or soup.
Ooh. Is that what you like to eat?
Yeah. I tried some new soup yesterday.
What kind?
Not sure.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I dipped my grilled cheese in it.
Ooh. How do you make soup?
You maybe get chicken broth and you warm it up, I think, or you cook it and and then you can cook some veggies to put it in.
Mm-hmm. What about this one? What's going on up here?
It looks like this girl wants to be an artist. And she is painting a lot of pictures. And painting on the floor. Oh, and some paint spilled right there. Mm-hmm. There's her paint palette and a paintbrush and a pencil. And a picture of the sun. And the things that you can put down with polka dots. For polka dots.
How does someone paint a picture?
You can get a paint brush. There's paint that you can just dip in and then paint. And there's also some things that you have to have water. And then you put the paintbrush in the water and then you... And then you put it on the color that you want, and then you circle it around for a little bit, and then you can paint.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to paint?
Rainbows, stars, cats.
Ooh! Do you have a cat?
No. Well, but we cat sit for one sometimes. His name's Maestro.
Ooh, that's a fun name.
Mhm.
Do you want a cat?
Yeah.
What would you name it?
Star.
Ooh, I like it.
And for a boy, Alex.
Ooh. Nice. Alrighty. Ooh.
This boy is getting dressed for school, probably, or a play date. He's putting on a sweatshirt. He has some socks on, and here's a t-shirt with his clothes and socks and his shorts.
How do you get dressed?
Well, sometimes I have an outfit planned out and then I put it on. Then I just have to pick out a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite outfit to wear?
Probably one of my dresses.
Nice. Awesome. Alrighty. Well, you helped us out so much today. I think we're all done. You could go ahead and hit a last buzzer.
Yes, we're all done.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to take the mic off, yeah?
Okay.
You did such a good job. You did a real science experiment.